It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Oh, girl, here we go. Coming to you live from the greatest country in the world, broadcasting from the tippy top of the world-famous Fox News headquarters in New York City. It is a big Thursday episode of Fox Across America with your radio buddy, Jimmy Failla. Reachable to you, the listener, at 888-788-9910. We always build this show as top-shelf radio in a bottom-feeding political world, and if ever there was a day to live up to that billing, it is today.
That's true. That is true.
Just an absolute food fight in the court system, at the border, up on Capitol Hill with the TikTok. We're going to get into all of it. Got a crowded dance card. Wesley Hunt's going to be here, superstar representative from the great state of Texas, to discuss the fact that the Democrats are losing the black vote in a hurry.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
We'll get into that. We're also going to talk about Kennedy is going to be here. Kennedy, the human highlight reel, a woman who is a, you know, the Bo Jackson of media. She made it in multiple sports. She made it at MTV. She made it big in cable news. And she also goes on tour with me from time to time. She's going to be at the Carson Nugget March 23rd, headlining the Nugget. If you're listening in Reno on KKFT, get out to the Nugget. That is the woman who gave me my start in television. That's Kennedy.
What an idiot.
No, come on. She's not an idiot for that. She's a hero. She put me on the map. So show some respect. Show some loyalty. Get out there and support the K-Train March the 23rd at the Carson Nugget. And if you want to continue to support this show, stick around. It's going to be a long ride. Jenny Failla highlighting this at the very end of the show. And if you've got any notes, any words of wisdom for Jenny, other than leave this clown, feel free to chime in at 888-788-9910. You know the rules on the show. You can be a Republican, you can be a Democrat, Libertarian, Independent. Just don't be a boom. Happy Thursday. Champ's in a good mood. We're getting ready to put the finishing touches on our Saturday night TV show. We just found out Sean Hannity has agreed to appear on my show Saturday night.
This is the biggest schmuck I've ever met.
Maybe not Hannity. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe they tricked him. They told him it was Jimmy Fallon. He's like, yeah, I'll go on Fallon. No, shout out to Sean. He's been instrumental in getting me to where I am, which is a guy with a TV show and a radio show who still happens to be, yeah, I got to be honest, a bit of a hot mess.
He's a lousy dad, but he's right.
Okay, but there's no bigger mess right now when you look around the country than the weaponization of the legal system against a political opponent. Donald Trump is in a Florida courtroom this morning. As we get on the air right now, okay, he has opened up a big lead in pretty much every swing state.
Come on, man.
Beyond the margin of error. Okay, this comes at a time, okay, where we just endured special counsel testimony from Robert Hur, a man who said Joe Biden was not exonerated. He was just pretty much mentally unfit to stand trial.
Biden's lost his marbles.
But that was the contention. He said the man is not exonerated. It's just that if we put him before a jury, they would likely see him as an elderly man with a poor memory.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
So that's where we start. Biden mishandled classified documents, accused of knowingly and intentionally taking them with him at a time when he was a U.S. senator, which means he did not have the security clearance to have them outside of a skiff, meaning the only way to get them to his house was to steal them, to remove them against the law.
He should be behind bars!
Now, if that was the case for you and me, we definitely would be. Biden also retained documents from his time as a vice president. Again, the issue becomes vice presidents don't have declassification authority. So you can tell me Trump might have had stuff he shouldn't have had, but the fact remains they already let one guy go, which is why Trump is down in a Florida courtroom, essentially arguing to have his own case dismissed. Okay, Trump's legal team arguing he had virtually unreviewable executive authority to designate presidential documents as personal under the law. Now, we don't know that that statute exists, but we do know that at no point in the 247-year history of the country has a chief executive been charged for this sort of thing.
That is correct.
So it's kind of new to see it happen to anyone, let alone a president. When people lower on the totem pole mishandled classified information in a very reckless manner and got away with it.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
So what you're actually watching straight up, okay, and this is kind of the hook of this show if you listen to it in day in and day out. There's two hooks to my show. One is that it's very empowering, because if you listen to me talk for a few hours, you leave feeling like you too could get a nationally syndicated talk show. You're like, well, Fela's a buffoon. They got him on 165 stations. Surely I've got a shot at this thing, right, honey?
Wrong.
No, you don't. Show some respect. I kid. But the other hook to the show is I am you, okay? I am a regular guy. I don't come from some elitist college. I don't have any, you know, particular background in politics or news. Certainly no formal broadcast training whatsoever to speak of. So when I interact with this stuff, okay, I'm just giving you the most basic human take imaginable. I am not giving you a Republican take. I am giving you an American take.
Freedom!
Okay, lawfare, the weaponization of our Justice Department against the guy who is running away with the presidential election, is a very bad look for the country. It looks like banana republic stuff. It looks like everything the Democrats are warning us Trump's going to do if he winds up winning the election.
Democrats are so full of crap.
And I say that, why? Because they're doing the thing they're warning you against. Ah, this is a guy that'll jail his political opponents, they said, before indicting him 91 times. That's crazy. He's going to turn the Justice Department against his enemies, they said as they took his fingerprints and his mugshot. Okay, and understand what he's being charged for is so politically opportunistic. And I'm telling you, it's not a defense of Trump. It's a defense of America. This is bad for America. Okay, if you've never indicted a president once in 247 years, and now the guy gets indicted on 91 different flim-flam things, okay, it starts to cartoon our legal system in a way that people don't believe in the integrity of it anymore, which is long-term bad for the country. Okay, in another era, a politician getting indicted once for anything, literally anything, would be the end of their political career. Okay, that's a thing.
You are correct, sir.
That's pretty much every politician who's ever been indicted. Okay, outside of Bob Menendez from New Jersey, who was indicted once, got away with it, and then went out, got more gold bars, allegedly, and did Lord knows what else along the way with his position of influence. But traditionally, excuse me, if a politician got indicted for anything, our belief in the justice system was such that the guy would immediately call a press conference, resign, and announce he was going to go spend more time with his family, at which point he'd jet off to the Caribbean with his supermodel mistress.
Hubba, hubba.
Okay. In this instance, Trump's poll numbers have not taken a negative hit because of these accusations. They've only gone up because at the end of the day, people know he can be a little bit of a wild card, but Trump isn't nearly as out of control. He isn't nearly as dangerous to our national integrity as the people who are actually going after him.
He knows what he's talking about.
When you talk about reckless, though, okay, understand what happened in Georgia yesterday, okay? Charges are thrown out in Georgia, okay, including, this is important, the infamous find the votes phone call. Now, that's significant. Why? Because we knew at the time of the call that Trump didn't actually say to Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of the State of Georgia, go find me enough votes to win. No, what he said is, based on our own research and from what we've seen, there seems to be about 42,000 outstanding votes in our favor. We only need you to do enough work to find the 11,870 that would put us over the top. That is not go print some ballots. That is not fudge the numbers. That is, we've got outstanding ballots. Go find them.
I think he's got a point.
That's all it was. And at the time, a review of that phone call in full context vindicated Trump from any type of electoral tampering. But the media ran with it anyway. And feeling became fact. Do you understand that charge against Donald Trump has been thrown out because he never said the thing that they said that he actually said?
It was made up by these sick people.
No different than the Mueller probe. Okay, they hold the country hostage. They tar a political opponent with some type of fictitious slander. We live in an era where people's emotions are their facts. And now half the country believes he tried to flip the outcome in Georgia. Half the country believes he tried to collude with Russia. Half the country believes that even though we had never indicted a president once, it's fine to indict a guy 91 times for things he could have been indicted for 3 years ago.
Correctamundo.
Okay, you understand, just so we're all on the same page. The Stormy Daniels indictment was for something that occurred before the 2016 election. And three different prosecutors passed on it before Alvin Bragg tried to make a national name for himself by indicting him 7 years later.
That's not right.
The statute of limitations had also expired, but he's trying to indict him on a federal charge as a local prosecutor, something that's beyond his jurisdiction, but he's trying to give it a chance anyway, because it's not about getting a conviction in the court of law. It's about getting a conviction in the court of public opinion. That's what they're doing to Trump. They're trying to flood the zone with a death by a thousand cuts scenario. But every time one of these charges gets thrown out, do you understand, it undermines the integrity of the prosecution. Okay, he did not call the Georgia Secretary of State and say, go create votes for me. But that was the narrative. Now, do we go backwards after these charges get thrown out? And every single media outlet who said that he tried to flip the outcome, did any of them apologize?
The answer would be no.
The answer would be no. Is there any correction of the record after the Mueller probe found that he never spoke to Russia?
The answer would be no.
The answer would be no. But you understand how that damages the integrity of what we're doing. Okay? If Trump did something that was an egregious violation of the law, okay, like really jeopardized our national safety, you put them in jail. Of course you do. You do that to anybody, regardless of their political affiliation. I don't owe them that. My loyalty is not to a party. It's to a country. I was not raised in Republican. I was raised in America. Okay, I was taught to believe this was the greatest source of good the world has ever known, because that's true. I grew up in Levittown, the first suburb for American GIs returning home from the war. Yes, I was surrounded by a lot of old men. You should never make a sudden move around. Somebody might snap, throw one at you. You know, you can have a real...
I'll break you in half like a little toothpick.
You can have a real problem on your hands. But the point is, I grew up believing in America. That's why I'm sitting here as a radio host, as a TV host, as a best-selling author, as a touring comedian. Okay, it's because I recognize the opportunity for advancement within this country and pursued it with all the fiber in my, you know, bloated fat being. Okay, but what they're doing to America right now is crippling it in an effort to control it. Okay, the Fannie Willis prosecution was essentially brought against Donald Trump because it was getting expensive to pay for those hot sheets motels where she was having an affair. So she paid her boy toy 500% more than everybody else, despite the fact that he had no qualification to be on the case, lied under oath about when their relationship began, and she should probably be disbarred at this point if there was any justice. The fact that she hasn't continues to undermine faith in the judicial system. And you need to understand this as a Democrat. You could hate Trump. You could just hate him. Oh, you hate him so much. Oh, Donald, did you see what Big Orange said? Orange Cheeto Jesus. Oh, he's the worst. Am I right, guys? Literally Hitler. They just said that on MSNBC. He was literally Hitler. Never mind that they owe Hitler royalties under this scenario because he had a show for 15 years on NBC. That's a factual statement. You don't have to like Donald Trump, but you need to be a little more self-aware about who he is and how they're manufacturing a hysteria around him. Because if the norm in this country becomes what? Well, whoever's in power can just go kneecap their political opponent with the legal system. At that point, no one believes in the legal system anymore. Okay, so it's bad for you too as a Democrat. Even though you think it's short-term good, okay, it's long-term bad. I said that about Twitter at the time. The Democrats are like, oh, this is great. They got Trump off Twitter. Hilarious. And I said it at the time, okay? If social media tech nerds become the gatekeepers for speech in this country, you run the risk of the popular app that you frequent being controlled by someone who doesn't share your views. And that's what ultimately happened to Twitter. Elon Musk let Trump back on. Democrats lost their mind. Trump didn't actually return. He's still trying to pump up Truth Social. But understand, Twitter becoming a free speech haven has allowed a lot of discourse that Democrats had traditionally been able to censor. They'd been able to keep it out. If you questioned the vaccine accurately, you were banned. If you tried to share the Hunter Biden laptop story, you were banned. Okay, they did that. They interfered in our elections. They used the speech and the control of the speech to control the people. That was a thing. And we're literally, like, when you talk about, oh, they're destroying faith in our judicial system, it's already there. If a guy's been indicted 91 times, okay, and he's not going away, his poll numbers are only going up, it's not because he's running a cult. It's because his opponents are running the country into the ground.
And I'm out here in the real world, and I know what's right or wrong or bullshit.
A show so good, it's hard to describe.
It's not a matter of, it's a matter of, you just, oh, in the club, I mean, as and you know.
It's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
You know, so,
Guys, are you the same guy that you were 10 years ago? Everybody's been there. You wake up one morning, you feel like you're getting old, man. Stuff hurts. What do I do? One idea is to use the powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T because it will revive your energy. It'll power up the workouts. Might even put the old fire back in the bedroom. Hey, girl, your old self is back. You'll feel amazing on this stuff. So tap the brakes on the aging process because every day that passes is a day you lose testosterone. That means less muscle, means less energy, and it does mean less get up and go in the bedroom. And are you really ready to lose all of it? The shape, the muscle, the energy. Are you ready to get old? Okay, you don't have to. You can slow it down with Nugenix Total T. It boosts free and total testosterone. It helps you get the old fire back at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesner. It'll help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life and prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There is nothing to lose. Get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever with key ingredients to help you lose fat and get lean fast. It is absolutely free. Your complimentary bottle awaits. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Jimmy. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Jimmy.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
There it is. They're playing No Easy Way Out. Rocky IV soundtrack, but I got to talk about Fannie Willis for a minute, and apparently she is pretty easy. So I definitely think they wrote this song before they met Fannie Willis. Here is Ellie Honig over on CNN, their senior legal analyst, talking about the screw-ups of Fannie Willis. Clip one.
The first count in the indictment, which is the very broad racketeering count, will still include that conduct. There are other fraud counts that would still include that conduct. So I don't think this ruling changes the type of evidence that the DA is going to be able to introduce, but it does knock out some of the charges. And look, it's embarrassing for prosecutors. It's a screw up by prosecutors when you bring a charge and then a judge throws it out before it even goes to trial.
Very well said.
I admire your honesty.
Listen, we're capable of complimenting anybody on this show. I don't care. CNN, MSNBC, get it right. You get it right, we'll give you a pat on the back. I'm not here for enemies, man. Every one of these people that pisses me off on other channels is a teammate. If a war breaks out tomorrow, we're all on the same team. That's why it drives me crazy when right-wing commentators are like, liberals suck. The enemy's already here. Well, listen to me. The enemy's on your team. So get over yourself. Here's a little more Ellie Honig, though. This is talking about bad lawyering. Clip three.
It is bad lawyering. That's exactly what it is. And this is why I respectfully disagree with your guests from the last hour who said, well, it's no big deal. It is true that this dismissal will not change the broad contours of the case, will not really change the evidence that prosecutors can use. But the DA's office, prosecutors, they're the ones who control the indictment. They're the ones who draft it. The DA's office is the one who's been telling us This is the most important indictment we've ever seen. This indictment will vindicate the cause of democracy. Yet they make an amateurish error like this, an unforced error that's entirely on them. And I think it undermines their credibility, their competency, and the seriousness of this office.
Straight up.
Country is being destroyed by stupid people, by very stupid people.
They're stupid. And apparently they're pretty horny, too, when it comes to Fannie Willis.
I love it when you talk dirty.
Seriously, she did everything by the book, and that book was the Kama Sutra. There it is, Fox Across America. With Jimmy Failla, the radio buddy, reachable to you, the listener, at 888-788-9910. I got a lot of buddies on the show today. Wesley Hunt from Texas, superstar congressman, Kennedy, and, of course, Jenny Failla, the belle of the ball, best of the best. Jenny Failla is my best guest on Fox News Saturday night. No, I know there are people who would disagree.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, mainly my son. Lincoln's great, too. But my family, they're good. You know, I know them well. They're good TV. They're really easy. And it's fascinating, like specifically to Jenny, because, you know, she just has a good energy. You know, Jenny is a force multiplier of positive energy, as am I. But it really radiates more off of Jenny because she's a hell of a whole lot better looking than I am.
What can I tell you, kid? You're right. When you're right, you're right. You're right.
I mean, listen, I'm saying that in jest. I'm obviously the better half.
You can't handle the truth.
Fine. But I bring up women. Why? Because there's some new poll data out on Kamala Harris. And I gotta tell you,
Kamala's awful with her weird laugh. Ha ha!
This is the latest polling. And if you want to know why Biden has to stay on the ballot for them no matter what they do, okay, it's because they really can't run her. And they're so beholden to what's left of the black vote on the Democratic side of the aisle that they can't run the risk with black female voters of alienating the first female black vice president, regardless of the fact that we all feel the same way about her. I mean, essentially. Okay, Kamala Harris, don't ever forget, she ran for the Democratic nomination. Okay, she was on the debate stage against Joe Biden.
I don't remember that ever happening.
But it did. And at the time she dropped out of the race, she was polling at 1% in California, her home state.
She is a fraud, a phony, a woman without a moral core, a regular two-faced, mealy-mouthed politician who swings with the wind.
And apparently the polls reflect that. Her approval rating right now, 36%. Her disapproval rating, 52%.
Get her out. Get her out of here.
Think about this. Okay. According to the poll, 38% of Americans, 38% of Americans think she's qualified to serve as president.
They're crazy.
I think they are. 54% say she's not qualified to serve as president. Why is this so significant? Because we have a president right now that 86% of Americans, according to NBC's polls, 86%, 86% of Americans have concerns about Joe Biden's mental acuity. That's their concern. They're concerned, okay, that this guy's elevator doesn't go all the way to the top floor.
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
God. So that guy's in charge. And batting second is a woman that 54% of Americans don't think is qualified.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Me too, Han Solo. Me too. I'd rather at this point, I'd rather have President Chewbacca. Okay, but here's where it gets worse. Harris's approval rating amongst independents, they're the ones who decide elections in a close race, is 28%. 28% is her approval rating. Okay? Getting your nuts stuck in your zipper has a higher approval rating.
What the hell did you just say?
That might not be true, but the point is, she's on par with the scene in There's Something About Mary Where Ted's in the bathroom and he goes to zip his pants.
No!
But as it pertains to the unqualified, okay, these are the internals. This is staggering. Those who say she's not qualified to serve as president include 56% of independents. So independent voters, 56% of independent voters say she's not qualified. 48% of Hispanic voters, not qualified. 37% of African Americans say she's not qualified to be president. I mean, dude, not pretty. So you understand the reason Biden is stuck on the ticket is because they can't do something with Kamala. So the bigger issue becomes, what do we run on? He's historically unpopular. 86% of Americans think he's nuts. The State of the Union, where they shot him up with so many drugs they almost killed him. Okay, his approval numbers have gone down since the State of the Union.
Come on, man.
Exactly. They decimated the world's B12 supply, and it didn't even get him a bump in the polls. Guys, poll numbers actually wound up going down.
Biden sucks.
Does he ever? So they can't get him off the ticket because they've got somebody less popular than him. So the next plan becomes, well, what do we run on? We run on Trump is a racist, fascist, white supremacist, trans. I mean, we played you this clip earlier in the week. Here is Kara Swisher at CNN. Listen to this clip, clip 12.
If he's going to be shameless, which is his greatest asset, the shamelessness of him, is then Biden has to get in there very hard and go rapist, racist, fascist, over and over and over again. And then the trials are happening at the same time. He's just had to pay. He's just $93 million poorer right now. And just hammer it in with those three things. Rapist, racist, fascist.
Oh, shut up, woman.
I mean, seriously, that's your message? Now, let's be clear. Donald Trump, is Donald Trump charged with rape?
The answer would be no.
No. Is anybody other than Democrats, I mean, the guy's probably going to have a black vice president. Is anybody other than Democrats calling Trump a racist?
The answer would be no.
The answer would be no. Okay, if Donald Trump was a fascist, he wouldn't have left power. He would have assumed power, crushed political dissidents, and shut down all of the newspapers. Did Trump do that?
The answer would be no.
No, despite the onslaught of fake stories reported in the New York Times and the Washington Post about him colluding with Russia.
That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage.
Guys, I'm just trying to have a real conversation with you. Okay, Trump, for whatever you think of the guy, doesn't, you don't have to like him. It's just not my job. I just don't care. Okay, but he's none of the things the media and their manufactured hysteria has made him out to be. And that's important, because if he was a fascist does not allow the media and his enemies in the media to slander him every day for the last 8 years.
Bingo.
Every single day. 99.4% of the reporting on Donald Trump is negative. Think about that. Every day. Does a fascist allow that to go? Did you guys read a lot of slam pieces about Hitler? And say, you know, 42, 43, 44 in the local newspapers in Germany. Was there a lot of, you know, op-eds calling Hitler bad name? Come on, man. This is embarrassing. And it really denigrates the suffering and the sacrifice that got us through fascism. Okay, people died. Like this country, the greatest generation, stepped up when the game was on the line. We made plays, man. They gave us the ball and we made plays. That's what we do. We're the playmaking nation. That's why you have the freedom to slander your opponents in the press. That's why you take so much of your freedom for granted in your everyday life. We have no idea just how good we have it here. But one of the reasons we do is there was a previous generation that when the game was on the line, they made every play. Every play. Okay, but when you sit here and you decide, well, what's what we're going to run on? Okay, and they're pretty upfront about it. The Democrats put out a statement yesterday saying Trump has assumed control of the RNC and immediately decimated all of the Republicans' minority outreach programs.
You are so full of shit.
Meaning they want, the Democrats want you to believe that the Republicans aren't even interested in getting the black vote.
That is a fact check false.
Okay, the Republicans' share of the black vote is growing every day. That's why they're pivoting to racism. But the question for black Americans is, does calling someone a racist help failing city schools?
The answer would be no.
The answer would be no. Does it lower the violent crime rates in your inner city?
The answer would be no.
The answer would be no. Does it stop the flow of migrants and fentanyl over the border that are causing crime in your...
The answer would be no.
The answer would be no. I mean, we're dealing with a record level of fentanyl poisoning deaths. Okay, we're on the brink of World War III. Do you know the inflation numbers today? They went up higher than we thought.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Okay, calling Trump, as she said, a racist, a rapist, and a fascist, which is the Democratic plan, okay, doesn't address any of your well-being, anything to do with it. It's like when you think about 2020. This was the scam they ran in 2020 and got away with it. Joe Biden said he was running for president because it was a battle for the soul of our nation, because Trump had never condemned neo-Nazis and white nationalists in Charlottesville.
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Whoa, wait, what the hell's going on here? They lied. That's what they do. That's how they get power. These are people who want power so bad they're destroying the country to get it. Okay, I'm not the guy who tells you Trump's thrown a perfect game. Okay, but understand he's a lot better than what he's up against. He is morally superior to what he's up against. He is morally superior. For all the crazy things Trump says, for all the underhanded moves you might think he makes, he is morally superior. He did not make up a Russian collusion probe and almost tear the country in half. Okay, he didn't do that. Okay, he didn't spend the last 3 years telling the other people were literally Hitler and were coming to kill you if they got elected, and that they were going to ban elections if they got elected. He is, for whatever his faults are, morally superior to every single Democrat he's up against. Adam Schiff, who knew that the Russia collusion story was made up by the Clinton campaign, yet went on TV every night for 3 years saying there was collusion as far as the eye can see.
The campaign accepted help, which we know they did. The Russians then delivered help, which we know they did.
There is circumstantial evidence of collusion. The case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. So
you've said on more than one occasion that you've seen ample evidence of the Trump campaign's Russia collusion. Last March, you said you had more than circumstantial evidence of treasonous collusion with Russia.
I've certainly said that there's ample evidence of collusion.
Can you agree that there has been no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy that has been presented thus far between the Trump campaign and Russia?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy.
But we do know this. The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help. And that is pretty damning.
Garbage like you just makes me sick.
And that guy's running for Senate, held in high regard by the Democrats. Why? Because they're morally bankrupt people. They're the ones telling little kids that they're trapped in the wrong bodies.
Boys are boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl and grow up to be a lady.
Do you understand? They're the ones telling little kids, no, you're trapped in the wrong body. Don't even grow into your body. Don't even go through puberty. Just get, try to get some hormone blockers. Let's chop off your nuts and we'll move on. Because I'm telling you, you're trapped in the wrong body. But think about that. They're the ones who opened the southern border, because although they supported, border security for the last 4 decades, they suddenly realized there was a lane of opportunity if they said the very thing they stood for, they were suddenly against. The Democrats don't use the word illegal immigrant anymore. They want you to believe it's insensitive, and we owe it better to the people who break into the country and kill innocent joggers like Lake and Riley to treat them with respect. Now, I got to be honest with you, okay?
Thank you for the education, gentlemen. We've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Okay, understand, here are the Democrats, the ones who say we can't say illegal. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, this is what they were saying just a few years before Trump got into politics. Clip 34.
While we need to address the issue of immigration and the challenge we have of undocumented people in our country, we certainly don't want any more coming in.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now, and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
Think about that. That's Chuck Schumer 10 years ago. People who enter this country illegally are illegal aliens and should not be treated the same. When you call them undocumented, you send a message that you're not taking the situation seriously. He was correct then, but he's not correct now. Here is Biden, a morally bankrupt man, saying he shouldn't use the term illegal. Clip 30.
During your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that his, the way he talks about vermin.
Yeah, that's enough. We're good here.
That was embarrassing.
Okay. No, I don't like about Trump's rhetoric. He says vermin. He's, you know, saying these people are criminals. They come here. Yo, you are talking about a guy who just killed a jogger. Okay, seriously. They want you to believe Trump is morally bankrupt because he uses crass language. But his crass language isn't getting anybody killed. Theirs is. And that's what you're up against in this moment. They're running on the fact that their opponent is morally bankrupt and an existential threat to our country exactly because they are.
You're absolutely right.
You're listening to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
I enjoyed it. It was an unbelievably interesting experience.
There it is, Fox Across America with your radio buddy, Jimmy Failla. I am coming down to Huntsville, Alabama, April 13th. Jenny Failla, Lincoln Failla, the Jackson 3 at full strength. We're going to be down in Huntsville. Get those tickets, foxacrossamerica.com. Come hang out with your radio buddy because it is going to get really, and I do mean really rowdy.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Fat, drunk, and stupid has been a phenomenal way to go through life, just so we're all on the same page, because you live in America. You go through life whatever way you want. Just be cool about it. That's the whole point of being alive. But there's a report out right now crossing all the wires that the DNC is building its first press team to counter third party and independent presidential candidates. What does that tell you about Joe Biden?
Oh, Lordy Lord, he's desperate.
The reason the Democrats are going after third parties, as hard as they are, is because they know their support is really shaking. Meaning, if you look at the polling, okay, a guy like RFK Jr. doesn't hurt Trump. He hurts the Democrats. Why? Because Trump's supporters are ride or die. They're not getting off him, okay, one way or the other. Guy's been indicted 91 times. Believe me, if they were going to leave, they would have left.
That's true. That is true.
They ain't leaving, dude. They're not leaving. Not after the first impeachment, the second impeachment, the January 6th committee. They're not leaving after indictment 1. They're not leaving after indictment 50 or indictment 91. Not the fingerprints, not the mugshots. They are there because they don't believe that Washington, D.C. is being run legitimately right now. Biden has to go and nuke some third party guys because he can see his support peeling off.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
He really is.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
Let's go get back on the radio, buddy. We got some talking to do, Jimmy. It is Fox Across America, your radio buddy. Almost did not answer the call. Why? You'll get a kick out of this if you're listening on WZFG out in Fargo, the flag. I was busy booking my plane ticket to Fargo. I don't know if they've announced when I'm coming or where, but you heard it here first. Okay, I won't get into specifics, but your radio buddy is going to be in Fargo sometime this spring.
So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
I don't know that it'll get that rowdy, but we're going to have a good time. 888-788-9910 if you'd like to join the party in this hour. And you know the rules on the show, man. To be a part of this party, there is no ideological barrier for entry.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how dumb you are.
No, ma'am. You can be a Republican, you can be a Democrat, you can be a Libertarian, you can be an Independent. There's only one rule on the show.
We're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America.
That is all. Other than that, you're all welcome, man. If you live in this country, you hit the lottery. You have American privilege. Okay, you can criticize the people running the place because they're supposed to work for us. But the political division has gotten to this place in this country where nobody's doing anything. Okay, Congress is an embarrassment. Okay, what's going on in the White House? I mean, listen, I mean, to be fair, it's a I don't know who to blame for that one, because nobody's watching this White House and coming away from it with the feeling that Joe Biden is in charge of anything.
If you like Biden so much, name three of his complete sentences.
I don't know that I can. Okay, but regardless, the bureaucrats running this administration are running it into the ground. We've seen the weaponization of our legal system against a political opponent, which is very banana republic. And along the way, the border's been overrun in record numbers. And as this all happens, we're now catching news that because of the collapse in Haiti, we could be looking at a surge of migrants from a country that's now been taken over by drug lords. Do you remember when the Democrats freaked out because Trump called Haiti a hole country? He said, why are we sending money to hole countries? And the Democrats went crazy. You can't say that. Come on, Donald Trump.
Why do you do things like that? You're like a crazy person.
That's what they said. Okay, but Haiti's a mess. And listen, I bear them no ill will there, but for the grace of God, go every one of us in this country. But we have a real problem with migrants in this country right now. We're broadcasting to you in an hour where we've just learned that Venezuela has let another 100 violent criminals out of jail, and they've sent them here. Because this administration is letting them in.
You have no idea how to defend a nation.
You think about that. If you're in one of these countries that has real problems with drugs and crime, you don't want those people in your society. It's very hard to maintain law and order. So they send them to America. Why? Because we have an administration that repealed all of Trump's border policies.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
And again, I'm not saying this on the show because my job is to make you vote Trump. I don't want to be in charge of anything, man. I'm a comedian. I entered a profession where we get paid in chicken fingers the first 2 years. If we're lucky, we make it up to sandwiches. And at some point, they wind up covering our alcohol tab.
That can't be good.
Oh, no, it's not good. It's not. A lot of comics out there. Whoo. We lost a lot of good men out there in the La Quintas of America. Those hotel lobby bars. It is not good. Okay, but the point is, when someone takes away the border security, okay, that you pay for with your tax dollars, they are derelict in their duty to protect Americans. That's what the country's dealing with right now. But let me read you some of this reporting, because Ron DeSantis, to his credit, okay, Ron DeSantis is a great governor down in Florida. He is a great governor. If we would have elected him president, if he got the Republican nominee, I would feel great right now, okay, because DeSantis could win this thing. And he'd do a phenomenal job of running the country.
Wrong.
No, he would. Okay. Doesn't mean he could beat Trump. Trump's more popular. DeSantis is potential energy. Trump is kinetic energy. Meaning the reason Trump is starting to grab so much black support is because they can contrast what life was like under Trump versus what it's like under Biden. If people know they had more money under Trump, they're going to prefer him over Biden. That's straight up. Okay. I played you this yesterday. I'll play it again. Here's the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. Telling Fox News at night, black voters can't afford Biden. Clip 8.
The blacks are affected first and foremost by it. But because their black leadership don't care, they're in government for themselves, for money and power. Yeah. The blacks don't really have anyone to represent them. So you're starting to hear a lot of them speak out now about what's really happening.
Yeah.
And I have to even tell you, even my own family members, I never imagined that they would be voting for Donald Trump. They're saying yes to Trump now. And it started really with Obama. A lot of blacks saw that Obama would do more for them, but he didn't get jobs. He didn't provide for them. And under Joe Biden, it just wiped them out. They cannot afford to vote for Joe Biden anymore.
I mean, good for him, because he's telling the truth. Joe Biden has been terrible for black Americans. It's been terrible for all Americans, to be clear, and that's the problem. When you govern to people, okay, and you campaign to people as racial groups instead of human beings, you miss the entire point of government. the entire point of government. Government is not supposed to be there steering our whole entire existence by selling us on the idea of codependency. You can't do it yourself. You can't get a voter ID. You're not even capable. You gotta count on Washington, D.C. That's the pitch to black voters.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Totally. But the Biden administration tries to court black support by infantilizing them. Now the whole world's racist and you're stupid. So you got to vote for us because we're the ones who look out for you, you see. But they're not looking out. When you let the border overflow, okay, those migrants wind up in inner cities. They overcrowd city schools. They strain infrastructure. They take tax dollars that were allocated for other needs and apply them towards migrants. It's one of the reasons Ron DeSantis is mobilizing his National Guard to keep migrants out of Florida. Now, what the government is vowing to do is potentially send these migrants into Guantanamo Bay, at which point they can be moved into America. It's almost like they're laundering them through Guantanamo Bay, because DeSantis can't technically legally block something coming from a government facility, but he could block it if it was coming straight from Haiti. But do you get where the government is working an end around to get people into the country as opposed to protecting the country?
Welcome to the Biden administration, home to the new slogan, America Last.
Okay, it's straight up. Okay, and that is why you hear guys like Charles Barkley. I can't play this clip enough. Okay, here's Charles Barkley saying that black Americans are getting screwed by Democrats. Clip 9.
The reason I think the Democratic Party and Mr. Biden, President Biden, is losing black votes is they only care about black people every 4 years. They come into our neighborhoods and say, we're going to make stuff better. We're going to do this, do this, do this. And then finally, us black people are like, yo, man, other than my ability to dunk a basketball, all my neighborhoods are still the same. Our schools are still the same. And that's why I think black people are leaving disappointed in the Democratic Party, because I ain't going to lie. I voted Democratic every time just because I thought it was going to help black people and poor people. Because black people and poor white people, they're in the same boat.
Do you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black?
So there's the breaking news. Charles Barkley, no longer black. Fascinating. What a fascinating time to be alive. You could be transracial now. Joe Biden will just straight up change your race. Okay, it's stupid because they're not protecting us, man. And the government has no more primal imperative. They're not supposed to pay for your child care. They're not supposed to pay for your college. They're not. Okay, they're not supposed to tell you what you can drive and what you can cook on. They're not. Straight up. Okay, this is the problem and this is the bill we get for all the political division. Like, I am like, dude, I mean this. I don't know a lot of people in my position that are trying to help. I sure am. God, I hope I don't outgrow it, because you listen up and down your radio dial all day. It's not a lot of people having this conversation with you. Okay. Everybody wants you mad at the other political party. But the problem is, if you just hate people who vote differently than you, then the government can continue to be derelict in its duty to fulfill its obligations to the rest of us. Republicans don't get anything done in Congress. They're an embarrassment. They're on like their fifth Speaker of the House. Ken Buck just left. That's it. He's retiring.
There's a slob. There's a real slob.
Well, whatever you think of Kemp, it doesn't matter. The point is the House majority just got a little slimmer for the Republicans. They're not getting anything done. Okay, they don't have a majority in the Senate, so it's not like they're going anywhere anyway. Okay, but the reality is, and I say this enough, maybe I should say it more. The reason I'm trying to make people who think differently politically get along and coexist and realize it's not a hate crime to disagree with somebody is because we're no longer controlling things, okay, as an electorate. You know, the Constitution is not drawn up so Republicans can fight Democrats over who controls the government. The Constitution is drawn up so the government doesn't control us. Okay, but in this moment, the government is controlling most of us, and the government is derelict in its duty to defend all of us. That is just a reality. Here is Christopher Wray, okay, flat out telling us, this is the FBI director, flat out testifying that he's concerned about ISIS. ISIS, you know, the people beheading folks. He's concerned that they have ties to the human smuggling networks that are exploiting our border. Clip 26.
You know, there is a particular network that has, where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about, and that we've been spending an enormous amount of effort with our partners investigating Exactly what that network is up to is something that's, again, the subject of our current investigation.
This could be a problem.
Big time. Big time. But it builds up to a fabulous clip that I'm going to play you by Joy Reid.
Joy Reid is a race-baiting loser.
Totally. But listen to the rest. This is your FBI director telling you about the grave concerns we have with our open border. Clip 27.
I worry that among the people that are coming across the border that are evading law enforcement, that there are some people among those that mean to do us harm. Do you share that concern?
I do. And I've been, I think, very vocal about this. We, of course, are not responsible, FBI, for the physical security of the border. We work hard to be good partners with DHS on that. But there are a whole host of threats that emanate from the border. It only takes a few people who can be responsible for a whole lot of harm.
Listen, he's telling you the truth. Okay, but here is Joy Reid on MSNBC trying to call out the Republicans over their concern for Laken Riley, who was killed by a violent criminal who should not have been in this country. Republicans are trying to pass a bill that would force the communication between agencies and lead to the immediate deportation of someone like Laken Riley's killer. So if, in fact, he was apprehended at the border, he would be thrown out of the country before he could be released into a sanctuary city and then go on to kill somebody. Why? Because of all of the woke dressing down of our border enforcement.
Everything woke turns to
But here's Joy Reid saying, no big deal. It's not like this happens a lot. You know, a couple people get killed. Get over it. Clip 28.
They've been truly demagoguing an issue of a Georgia young woman who was killed, a Georgia young nursing student named Laken Riley. They've now passed a law called the Laken Riley Act. All Republican members and 37 Democrats voted in the House to support the bill. The legislation requires the detention of any migrant who's been accused of burglary or theft. My understanding is that burglary and theft are already illegal. What does this law add to the current existing law? Is it just a messaging bill? Does it do anything or change anything? I will note for our audience that overall crime is down this year across this country. And migrant crime is negligible. Crime by migrants is negligible. What does this law do? Does it do anything?
Garbage like you just makes me sick.
Seriously, Joy Reid.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
There is not a more loathsome figure in cable news, in any form of media, than Joy, just a disgusting, brain-dead idiot and a homophobe to boot, who claims that all the homophobic things she's tweeted on Twitter were actually because her account was hacked and the FBI is looking into it.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Guys, that was 12 years ago. The FBI hasn't issued a ruling on this yet. Joy Reid.
You are so full of shit.
Of course we are. But she's cartooning this bill. Oh, come on. Migrant crime is negligible. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is a girl's dead because she went for a jog. Dead because a violent criminal in this country, somebody who had a prior arrest record, was released into the country. Now, the reason this law is significant is because under the current setup, when Laken Riley's killer was arrested in New York, there normally would be a heads up to ICE to deport the guy. But because the bureaucracies aren't cooperating anymore, because of all of these woke bail reforms, guys now break into our country, break the law, and get set free. That's a recipe for disaster. No matter who you vote for. Laken Riley's killer didn't know she was a Republican. I don't know if she's a Republican. She could be a Democrat for all I know. I have no idea. The point is she's dead. But when Joy Reid tries to make you, you know, well, they're demagoguing the issue. Oh, these Republicans. You know, time was you could break into the country, kill somebody. Nobody made a big deal about it. Then all these bad Republicans came along. I mean, come on, guys. That's who Joy Reid is. A shameless race-baiting buffoon. Like, just one of the dumbest, loathsome human beings you'll ever meet anywhere. But they are making the case that their party deserves another 4 years. Because, after all, migrant crime is negligible. Okay? And listen, you know, that's obviously not the case, number one. Number two, the bigger threat posed by migrants is also an open border leads to a record level of fentanyl poisoning deaths, which we know to be true. And children are being sex trafficked across our border. It's become a $2 billion industry. Joy Reid wants you to believe, oh, they're demagoguing it. They're making a big deal about it, okay, as if we shouldn't care. okay? But that's who they are. They want you to believe Republicans are morally bankrupt while they're endorsing the most morally bankrupt behavior.
Get her out. Get her out of here.
You're listening to the show that Standard & Poor describes as Standard & Poor.
I would say he's incompetent, but I don't want to do that because that's not nice.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There it is, Fox Across America. Your radio buddy Jimmy Failla. Going to be talking to Wesley Hunt in the very next break. He's a superstar congressman from the 38th Congressional District of Texas. He is somebody I really genuinely love talking to on the air because Wesley Hunt was at West Point, okay? He put on a uniform, served this country, is a proud conservative, and is one of the reasons that we're starting to have an honest conversation around race, okay? The last 10 years of our politics have just been vote for us or you're a racist. That's what the left has been getting away with.
The left weaponizes race whenever they're losing an argument.
And again, my goal is not to get people to vote Republican. My goal is to acknowledge all the progress we've made in this country. America in 2024 is not America in 1824 or 1924. Okay, and the fact that there are a lot of cool black conservatives. Like Wesley Hunt is cool. If you listen to him on the show, you're like, oh, this guy's hilarious. He's cool. Byron Donalds is cool. Like Tim Scott is cool. They'll come on. They'll talk to you about fashion and movies and chicks and drinking and comedy shows and everything in between. They're actually cool people. Like they're real people. And the fact that they have that authenticity is what's enabled them, okay, to communicate credibly with members of the black community. It's the reason you're seeing, I don't want to call it a mass exodus because the Democrats have a huge monopoly on the female black vote, but they're down nearly 25 points with male black voters, okay, who are having these conversations. Do you remember that great clip where MSNBC went into the black barbershop and they were like, we'll ask them who they're voting for. And all of them are going to say Democrats. Still probably the best thing we've ever played on the show because everybody at MSNBC was like, go to commercial, go to commercial.
The media is a bunch of losers.
They really are. Nobody knows better than Wesley Hunt. He will join us to discuss it and so much more when we come back on Fox Across America.
It's the morning show that overslept. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
That is right. Nationally syndicated talk show host. Host of the highest rated comedy show in America on the weekends. How about that? Saturday night. Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla. Best-selling author. And I mention all of this because I have no academic qualifications whatsoever. I'm a 47-year-old man who plays video games, spends all of his money on things I really can't even talk about on the air.
My hobbies are fast cars and fast women.
But joining us now is someone who can clean the show up a little bit, a superstar representative from the great state of Texas. We are talking about Wesley Hunt, who's back on the show. Hey, man.
Jimmy, how are you doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm a little bit of a mess right good. Now.
Sounds like it.
Well, you know what it is? You know what it is, Hunt? I'm also, like, peaking in life. So there's a part of me that's enjoying it, but there's also this other part that realizes we're about to hit the behind-the-music phase.
Imagine hitting the behind-the-music phase at 26 years old. I peaked out when I was an Apache pilot flying in Baghdad, and it's just been downhill ever since. So
now,
I understand this.
I mean,
it happened to me like 15 years ago.
I know. You used to be you used to be somebody. Now you're in frickin' Congress. I mean,
buh. My point exactly. Well, I mean, what a precipitous decline, right?
Oh, man. Should have stayed in Baghdad. My goodness, I kid. Well, it's good to hear you on the phone. And you talk about your service. Can you give me a word on what they're doing at West Point by changing around? I guess they said the mission statement's the same, but the slogan's different. What is that?
Other way around. Mm-hmm. And look, so, you know, I told you about my family. West Point is near and dear to my heart. My brother, sister, and I are all three graduates of West Point. We were there before it was going kind of woke, though, to be honest with you. So when I see issues like this, my question is why are we doing it now? Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, for the last 100 years, the mission statement has actually changed 9 times. It's not the idea of you changing the mission statement. Mm-hmm. It's the idea of changing it now in the midst of us having huge issues with our military recruitment, huge issues with us focusing on the wrong thing, like D&I, instead of focusing on war fighting. And then now you take the three most important words in the history of West Point, spoken by Dwight D. Eisenhower, duty, honor, country. You take that away from a mission statement at a time where I think we need it the most. We have to double down on those values, not take them away to placate the woke mafia.
Could you imagine? We're talking to Texas Representative Wesley Hunt from the 38th Congressional District of Texas. It's like, you know, the phrase, they're fighting the wrong battles. They're actually fighting the wrong battles, because the people who enlist in the military, as you said, actually do gravitate towards that phrase, because that's the whole point of serving something bigger than yourself, right?
You are correct. And it talks about American exceptionalism, what it means for American excellence. And right now, the left is trying to make us look like the worst country in the entire world, when really it's the exact opposite of that. And if you're going to recruit young men and women that want to go serve their country and take an oath to potentially die for their country, those are the true patriots.
Yeah.
That was me. I don't want to enter an army that's focused more on what your gender is or what your pronouns are. I want to enter an army that wants to kick ass and take names. And I think at some point we're going to see the reversal of this in about 8 months, if I'm being honest with you, because we have got to get back to putting what's most important with our military, and that is our warfighting capability, not changing the names and slogans.
Yeah, it's a great point. And you know, they say, like, necessity is the mother of invention. You know, a lot of people on the left are starting to recognize the need for border security because the problems are spilling into their communities. What you're hoping is we don't course correct in the military because of necessity. I mean, it would be a necessity to do it, but you just don't want something to provoke the change in sentiment, meaning, you know, they've been derelict in their duty to protect this country. And, you know, it's something that does need to be called out. So we appreciate you doing it. Give me one word on this. We just had Byron Donalds on the show again last week, against our better judgment. I kid.
Oh, B. Diddy.
You know, B. Diddy.
Guy.
No, he's great. He's great. But there is a full-blown fashion war going on this show now. Okay. And this is great stuff. So Byron came to my stand-up show down in Florida. We were in Naples. And he brought Erica Donalds. We had a great time. We burnt it down. It was actually very well-behaved. Okay, the story on the air sounds a lot crazier than the story off the air. We took a few selfies, and they went home at a reasonable hour. But
Jimmy, you know what I learned?
I'm not kidding. You learn the difference. You learn the difference between hanging out with someone in their district and not in their district. Because you're hanging out in the district, the guy was home by 9 o'clock. If we were a district over, I got a feeling I'd still be out right now.
You would be.
Give the guy credit.
Byron goes hard to paint. You know, he works hard, and that guy plays hard too. He literally is one of the best congressmen on the Hill. He's outstanding.
As he should, I agree. And the conversation I was having with my listeners about you and BD at the top of the hour is one of the reasons the Democrats are having a hard time holding on to the black vote is we have a lot of young and cool black congressmen, meaning you're cool. Yeah. So you have a credibility within your community that's forcing a substantive conversation about the quality of life in this country. And when you start to hear people like Charles Barkley say that the Democrats are screwing over black voters, like, do you really see a future where a mass exodus is coming, you know, on an electoral standpoint for the Democrats?
Amongst black men, I'm telling you, Jimmy, it is absolutely happening. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, it's because of guys like me and Byron. I think Byron and I might be the first black Republicans that actually know who perform Blow the Whistle.
Now, hold on a second, because I want white guy street cred. Is it the Too Short version or the Jay-Z remake? What are we talking about here?
It is the Too Short version. Okay, right, there is only one version, sir. I mean, we're talking about Daytona Beach. Okay,
I'm aware.
Like that. And I think being able just to relate to everybody in that capacity is kind of the point of what the new Republican Party is going to look like. It's going to look a lot like me and B. Diddy, and we love being the harbingers of the future because we just flat out agree with the values. Mm-hmm. We don't care what you look like. And by the way, Byron and I are congressmen in two white majority districts.
Thank you.
And two districts that President Trump would have won by over 30 points. So what that tells you is this: people care about the values. They want our country back. They want pay patriots. It's not about race. It is about putting the priorities of this country first, and that's why you're going to see a mass exodus of black men in particular, because they just want a better life for them and their families, and they know the Republican Party offers that better than the Democrat Party.
Does it ever? Because it's so stupid. We're talking to Representative Wesley Hunt. It's so stupid to actually try to market to voters based on their race, if only because we all have the same needs. I say this on the radio. Everybody, no matter where you are, black, white, Asian, okay, Latino, it doesn't matter. Everybody wants to get paid. Everybody wants to get laid. That's it at the end of the day. Okay. I don't mean to be so eloquent, okay, but at the end of the day, that's all we're talking about here. So once you start going in all these other directions, like, you're missing the point. And that's why, like, Biden's economic policies are costing him support, is people realize they had more money under Trump. So just calling Republicans racist doesn't pay a bill. And I think that's the liability the Democrats are up against.
And they always want to remind us about the past. Democrats right now, many of them, are living and behaving like it's the 1950s and 60s.
Yep.
But it's not anymore.
Yep.
It's not. We are now living in a meritocracy. Mm-hmm. People like Byron and me are getting elected hands down in Republican-leaning white districts. It's not 1950. And then people are now opening their eyes. The scales are being removed from their eyes, and they're seeing, by God, we've come a really long way. This country is actually amazing. Let's stop living in the past and let's push forward to the future to see the same progress that we have had in the last 50 years.
Imagine that. So listen.
Imagine that, brother.
We're on board. Everybody, that's what people are after. And that's where I think it's going to be a really entertaining summer, because at some point they're going to be calling you a white supremacist. And I'm here for
it. Oh my gosh. When that happens, please know there's going to be a nuclear meltdown on my social media page. I cannot wait for this. I literally can't wait, man.
Well, now, hold on. Do you think you're the reason Charles Barkley saw the light? Because speaking of your social media, he initially had said, you know, if I ever see a black man in a MAGA shirt, I'm going to punch him in the face. But within a day, he was saying the Democrats are losing black support. So did you think?
I would like to think maybe Sir Charles could have been assuaged by my very persuasive nature on social media. Maybe, but who knows?
Folks, if you're not following, it's at Wesley Hunt TX for Texas. There's all kinds of chicanery going down. But most importantly, there is an honest conversation. Last thing I'll throw at you. By the way, how is the kid? I meant to ask.
Oh, my gosh. He is doing amazing. He's doing better than you and I combined, brother. I would trade places with that little boy tomorrow.
Isn't it amazing?
He's doing great.
Isn't it amazing how when you're raising a little kid, they go through so many phases, meaning like their vocabulary is a word for like 3 days that they never say again, or their little preferences change so much. That's the part I'm so fascinated by.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they evolve a lot. Like in the beginning, we were trying to sell our kid on eBay. But I'm glad I held on to him. I'm glad. Yeah.
Okay, so there is hope.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This kid's, it's going to be great. You just hang in there. All right, we're all going to go follow you on Twitter. Hunt, we love you, man. Great stuff.
Love you back, Jimmy. You have a good one, buddy.
My man.
Good.
There he goes. The great Wesley Hunt from the 38th Congressional District of Texas. If you do not follow him on Twitter, you have to. It is at Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, Hunt, T-X, at Wesley Hunt, Texas. Okay, House Judiciary member, Army veteran, West Point graduate, a black man who's just cool. Like, he's cool. Like, if you run into him, you hang out with him, you'll laugh your ass off. You run into Byron, you'll laugh your ass. They're funny. They're cool. But the conversation they're having is very, very substantive. Okay, nothing the Democrats are talking about is a deliverable. Okay, and they've already said this. This is about Nikki Haley. They said Nikki Haley was using her brown skin to launder white supremacy.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Good question to ask liberals. And they do call guys like Hunt and Byron Donalds, they're just white supremacists. They're the black face of white supremacy. That's what they said about Larry Elder when he was running.
Democrats just call everyone racist so they go along with their stupid ideas.
But think of what Wesley just said. Him and Byron are in majority white districts that voted by over 30 points for Donald Trump. So if Trump and all his supporters are raging racists, how the hell did they get elected?
I think he's got a point.
Yes, and that point is Democrats are full of
a show so good, it's frightening.
I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
This is Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
It is Fox Across America with your radio buddy, Jimmy Failla. Kennedy's coming by. Jenny Failla's going to be here. There's a lot happening. But batting leadoff, Eric is in Fargo, North Dakota. Yo, Eric.
Jimmy, we're so excited for you to be coming to Fargo.
That's a real thing, man. We actually got it done. We've been working on this for like years. So does that mean we can count on your vote? You're going to be there.
Absolutely. I already have my VIP ticket and hope to be able to shake your hand. And guess what? This place, Fargo here, you can get away with wearing white cowboy boots for 6 months out of the year because no one will know the difference.
All right. Well, that's definitely not East Texas then. That's good to know because the East Texans still have a hit out on me from my last visit. I love them, but yeah, they've been very menacing. I'm so excited for this because I love Fargo. I've really like thoroughly enjoyed like the experience with the flag. Like Scott Hennin has brought his delegation out here to New York a few times, and I always laugh because they come in the dead of winter when everyone in New York has three jackets on and the Fargo people are still wearing short sleeve shirts.
Yeah.
But what am I getting myself into really quick? Am I going to survive or are they so rowdy like I'm going to come home with a face tattoo?
Oh, everybody is so happy that you're coming here because a lot of people listen to you.
Oh,
and
man.
It's because of the guests like what you just had on, Mr. Hunt. It is so refreshing to hear that people are waking up. And as an example, what the Democratic Party has done to the people in the urban areas, they've held a stick out with a carrot and had people chasing them. During World War II, we bombed the crap out of Europe.
Yep.
The Nazis had bombed the heck out of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
We had firebombed Japan and dropped two atomic bombs on it. But here's the thing. America rebuilt all of Europe and the Pacific in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
In 15 years, Japan was becoming an economic powerhouse.
Yep.
And Germany and other places in Europe were an economic powerhouse.
Yep.
But what happened in the past 60 years to the inner city?
Yep.
The Democratic Party has done nothing for them.
Yep.
And
nothing.
I'm glad to hear that people are waking up. I'm not going to vote for that.
Nope.
Because if we could do all that around the world, but not help the people in our inner cities to become just as powerful.
That's a great point.
It is a sad statement for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, it really is.
And when I get to meet you, I hope I served in Iraq where
thank you.
I received a traumatic brain injury, lost my eyesight. I'm not as good looking as I used to be. But I hope I get to shake your hand and my guide dog, Lieutenant Meadow, gets to maybe throw you a paw.
I am all over that paw. Are you kidding me? And don't ever be conscious about your looks. I mean, if you saw me on TV, you'd feel a lot better about yourself. I
don't have to do that, and I don't have to see myself in the mirror either. But I'm going to be so fired to meet up with you.
Oh, me too, my man. This is a big deal, and I will absolutely remember this call and do it justice when I see you, Eric. For real, I am psyched. Get your game face on. I'm coming to Fargo, baby.
All right.
See you
and
there.
Bring your boots.
I don't know. You might be setting me up, man. You sound like a little bit of a cut up. You might be setting me up to get jumped. That's going to be a game time decision, but I do love you, man. Thanks, brother.
Well, I'll wear my boots and I'll be standing right there with you.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll tell them if they hit me, they got to hit you. And you're tough, so they're not going to do that. Be well, Eric. Thank you, brother. Great
call.
Love
you guys. Bye.
My man. That's who's that right there. That's who's listening to the flag out in Fargo. Just the best people. They're just the best people. Everybody who comes to my show, they're the best people, man. That's why I always tell you to go see me live. You're going to meet a bunch of Erics. Everybody's cool. Everybody's funny. They like the country. Okay? They're proud of the country. and they're just a great time. And that's the whole point of being alive. But especially if you're here, like you live in America, like we're the rich kids. Like to the rest of the world, we're the rich kids who have no idea how good we have it. Okay, America. I mean, some of us have an idea how good we have it, but I'm saying a lot of people don't. But you'll never come onto one of my shows. I mean, I've yet to this day when I'm on the road. Last night I was in Whole Foods. Whole Foods. I had to eat healthy because I got a note from the wardrobe department again yesterday.
You're killing yourself the way you eat. You're a fat look at you.
Word for word. So I'm in Whole Foods yesterday trying to get some lean protein so I don't look too fat on TV. I met 13 different people who were Fox fans, random Fox fans in Whole Foods in New York. Hey, we watch you. What's going on? Oh, my God. Nice, but cool. What I'm saying is everyone I meet is cool, okay, because we are the cool kids now. That's what we've been called upon to be. And if you are a cool kid or budding cool kid and you're anywhere near Fargo this spring, plan on coming through and hanging out. I'm not giving you a date yet because I don't know that they announced it publicly, so I don't get myself in trouble, but we're going to be in Fargo is all I can say. I'll do some emailing and texting during the commercial break, and maybe I can reveal it in the next hour. Either way, what I can confirm is Kennedy is coming by, and we have booked my wife, Jenny Fallon, back on the show.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Stop it. She's going to be great. We'll talk after this.
Live from everywhere USA, it's Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, girl, here we go. Here we go. Back in action for a big hour of Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. It's late in the week. We're getting desperate for guests. We're bringing on Jenny Fallon in this hour.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've heard of.
Perhaps so, but I think it might get dumber because joining us off the top of this hour, we're bringing on Kennedy.
You cannot be serious.
Oh, no, we're serious. She's here playing her mouth trumpet. Hello, hello, hello.
Not even a song. I'm freestyling, Jim. That's how big this day is.
Her own house band. You know what I'm saying? Very few people are their own house band. That's, you know, people talk about the talent you've seen in television over the years. Never seen that, have we?
No.
Just you. Haven't just the K-Train. The Bo Jackson of media. She's done it in music. She does it in news.
I might bobsled out of here. Who knows?
Nice to see you. And everyone listening should know that you are going to be in Carson City on March the 23rd. That is a Saturday night. You were at the Carson Nugget. Saturday night. Kennedy, the woman who gave me my start in media, show some respect, get some tickets, all you KKFT listeners, all you maniacs out there.
Yeah, and if you have a few KKFT listeners, I've got some surprises for them. I've got some hats, and I've also got a couple of t-shirts from my pub crawl with Kat Timpf.
Oh, I forgot about that.
A little OxyClean will get the stains out.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. A little OxyClean will get the stains out. Mm-hmm. Didn't you and Kat, like, see lions and stuff?
Oh, I'm gonna tell a wonderful story about an animal in South Africa doing something very untoward to itself during an inopportune moment for Kat Timpf.
What the hell did you just say?
Are we gonna save this for the game?
We have to.
Is that the right thing to do?
I think broadcast standards.
That's hilarious.
I mean, not that there are any on this show, but they would prohibit us from telling such a story. On air.
I don't have to take this. But no, the K-Train is here. We're all excited about it. Did that sound sincere? I've been rehearsing it all morning.
You've done a great job, Jim.
There it is. He leaned in. So it's not all good news. I have to tell you this. You're not ready for this.
Oh,
you're not ready for this.
Thank God I'm sitting down.
No, you are. Okay. This one's going
to
matter.
Brett Baer told me to stand up.
Lean in.
Mm-hmm.
He does. He always gives those women's empowerment speeches. People don't know that about Brett Baer. A lot of Reno empowerment. But no, let's talk about it. The Dairy Queen. The Dairy Queen in my town closed.
Stop it right now.
The Dairy Queen closed.
That's the dumbest business decision I've ever heard in my life.
Never heard anything about
it. It takes 6 hours to get through that drive-thru because everyone wants Dairy Queen.
Thank you. And it somehow closed. So I don't know.
Is that like a personal message to my ass?
No, I mean, big butts are in style again.
I would like to think so. Meghan Trainor and I might have an issue with this news.
I mean, Sir Mix-a-Lot certainly hasn't heard.
This BBL ain't gonna feed itself.
It is the one problem you have, too, is Sir Mix-a-Lot can't save you because he lives in Seattle and doesn't fly.
No, that's true.
So by the time he gets into his motorhome and makes it out to the Dairy Queen in Levittown, New York.
Yeah, it's going to be in 2 weeks.
It's going to be a KFC by then. whatever the hell it's going to be.
Dollar Tree, who knows?
Where is the judge? Now, it can't even be a Dollar Tree. They're closing them, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't that nuts,
Christmas.
Though? That...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we lived in the United States of America.
Are
not
we
the,
not?
Not the United States of poop holes.
Are we not, though?
Sorry about the language, Mikey. I know it always gives him fits and starts when I'm on.
He gets very upset. Do you see him rocking? He's got his helmet on right now.
Really
he is
does.
Not. He's not in a good place about this booking. We had to bring in Eric from the Kilmeade team to try to hold it together.
Wow,
we couldn't even have
deal.
Josh on this because only Eric is certified to guard Mikey when you're in the
He's
studio.
He's like a paramedic versus an EMT.
Yeah, it's a totally difference. Yeah. Two different ball games. The difference between
higher skill set.
The difference between a masseuse and a massage therapist. The masseuse has sex for money. That's what a guy told me in my cab once.
Oh, you know, based on my experience, there is it's seamless. There is no difference.
There's no good.
No.
Two sports stars, all of them. Not just you. Not just the Bo Jackson of media. A two sports star. Kennedy is in the studio. We're yucking it up.
Got to have strong wrists.
But tell me this, as a lifelong MTV icon.
Sure.
Okay. It's like, you know, we are in a roundabout way, even though this would be a VH1 phrase. America does feel like it's in a little bit of a behind the music moment, doesn't it?
It really does.
Like we had a bunch of hits. Then the band's got some bad habits that are kind of dragging it in the wrong direction.
I went down... I wrote a piece for the Daily Mail, which should be published today, about John Oliver being a total hack.
Oh, is he ever?
And he was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and they were just discussing the way they were... John Oliver tried to make a joke that Kate Middleton might be dead, which isn't funny.
Yeah.
I don't think John Oliver is particularly funny to begin with.
Yeah.
He's just smug and arrogant, and people like being abused by British people.
They love that.
I get it.
There's a whole genre of people with British accents just yelling at American business owners.
Absolutely right. Uh-huh. And it's, you know, it's fun corporate trust building. Totally get it. But he's a hack. He makes way too much money. He's past his prime. He tries to dress like a hipster. He's gross. But then so I started asking people their feelings about Kate Middleton's disappearance. And then Jessica Tarloff comes up to me today.
Uh-huh.
Can I say this on the radio?
I don't know, but they love Tarloff so much, so I'm sure there's a lot of grace. For
yeah, so Jessica and I, you know, we'll share gossip stories about celebrities we've never met. And as the gals do around the tea cozy.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that she had heard that Prince William's supposed paramour, the rural rival to Kate Middleton, was pregnant with the prince's baby. Now, this is all alleged. This is all gossip. This is just filthy trash that you can discard. But this is what Jessica Tarloff told me, that was the horrible, unbelievable rumor that Prince William got his mistress pregnant, and the mistress is keeping the baby, and they had to tell Kate Middleton.
No.
And they told her around Christmas, and she lost her mind.
What?
Yes, understandably so.
I mean, I would get it. That's but it's fascinating if it's true. I mean, Tarloff swims in a lot of high-level circles socially.
And she also studied in Great Britain.
Yes, she did.
Yes. She got her PhD there.
Wow.
So Dr. Tarloff was dropping the knowledge. And
so
she sent me a TikTok video of a woman explaining the whole thing. So I was like, this sounds like a very credible news source. A white mom in a minivan filming herself for a TikTok video explaining UK royal family gossip.
Well, then it definitely happened. If there's a woman in a van filming
a TikTok.
And then
there's something called pegging,
yes.
Which I really cannot explain on the radio.
You can try. But long story short, in pegging, it would be what's generously described as a heterosexual relationship.
Yes.
Between a man and a woman.
Man and a woman.
But the man is on the receiving end.
Yeah, the woman is doing typically, historically, the man stuff.
I love it when you talk dirty.
Well, if you love it when you talk dirty.
I mean, but it's in a part of the body that, you know, for a lot of people... is exit only. So I didn't know what, I mean, I'm just happy to be working with the young people, Jim. You know, I love my community outreach program.
Oh, man, it's a whole new meaning to the crown.
Yeah, but
if you will.
So I came out to the cubicles and I was like, what's pegging?
She did.
And everyone had a shocked look on their face. And Rebecca was like, I need to take you into your office and explain this in private. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to get a call from HR just for asking a question.
And it was a legitimate question because this is gossip about the royals.
Well, and the fate of the world rests with their stability.
Clearly. And we've been told that they're into something. It's called pegging.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I've read about that in the Bible.
I don't doubt that you did. Kennedy's here. We're having a grown-up talk. We were talking about America going through the behind-the-music phase.
I'm just trying to...
But it's a different behind.
I'm just trying to finesse this story so it makes me hate... Harry and Meghan even more.
What are we? How can we hate Harry and Meghan from this is the question we're asking right now. Well, listen, I am so fascinated by whatever the hell this is. The fact that Kate Middleton caused such an uproar this
week. I hope she's okay. I really do. Like, I don't think she's dead. I think John Oliver's an a-hole for saying that.
Yeah.
Even if he was joking, it's not a funny thing to joke about.
Do you know what the problem with John Oliver is? And Colbert is going through this a little bit as well. And I don't doubt John Stewart's going to wear on people if he isn't already. I mean, I happen to know of a Saturday night show that beats the Weeknight Daily Show in the ratings.
Damn right it
does. So how about that? But stick with me. Because I just received that information, but stick with me. There's a lot going on. Okay, there was this era, just back to when Jon Stewart was at his peak, like 07, 08, 09, around then, where people on the left had really gotten big on condescending snark, where they were just portraying the right as a bunch of hillbilly, flyover state, racist goobers. And there were a lot of liberals who gravitate towards that sort of moral superiority. So it was never truly funny so much as it was fashionably funny. And what's happened is we've kind of aged out of that because in a lot of ways, the Democrats, who were the cooler party and had sex, drugs, and rock and roll and the culture wars, are finally kind of losing the culture wars because they wind up having to side with like big pharma and weaponized censorship. And so it looks bad coming off John Oliver now in a way that I didn't like 5 years ago. But would you not agree that in this climate, that condescension looks particularly bad given how poor of a job their party is doing of running society?
Yes, and he tries to make things sound objective. Like,
yes,
he's the objective professor who's looked at all the facts.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me, as a smart person, bottom line it for you dumb people.
Yeah.
But he's just, he's a hack leftist.
That's all it is.
And he's not sticking the landing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see what the attraction is
to
his brand of humor anymore.
The only guy I give a lot of credit to, okay, that comes from that sphere of political politics is Marr, because he's smart enough to gravitate away from the crazy. When the crazy becomes his
party. He's much more comfortable being a contrarian.
Yeah, he'd rather.
And that's what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Because he was really far left.
Oh, he was calling Trump a Russian. He still is, which is absurd. So I don't give him the credit. He's just, as a survivor, he's recognized the need to pivot away from boys are having babies. Because you can't look credible to your audience. At least not the ones
who... telling us they went into the men's room and they had tampons in the men's room.
That's a thing!
I know.
That's a thing!
And it's like, I celebrate whatever stripe flag you want to march under. I really do.
Yeah,
like,
do whatever.
I want you to be yourself. I want you to be happy. I don't care if you identify as a Protestant or, you know,
two-spirit walrus.
A peggable male. I don't.
Well,
I
you're
really
in luck.
Don't care.
Bring in the prince, guys. Bring
him
in.
But it's like that sort of virtue signaling is just, it's silly.
No, it is. And that's where we find ourselves
now. Unless you're in a fight club and guys are getting nosebleeds.
Yeah, and which they're not. That's the problem, is in a lot of places in the country, we've kind of, this is back to my point about us being in the behind the music phase, we've kind of abandoned like these areas of agreement. That's where I think like comedy and sports and movies, things that are supposed to be common culture, are valuable because they make it acceptable to coexist with people who have different views than you. And because we kind of lost that, we now are just like, oh, wait, they want to secure the border. Well, then we're automatically against it. Oh, wait, they don't think men can have babies. Well, then they can. Of course they can. Where have you been? I mean, like, if you think about, like, a movie like The Life of Brian, which is such a great movie we've laughed about forever, a Monty Python movie, there's an epic scene where they're at a stoning, a public stoning, which I think are coming back if Trump gets reelected, according to MSNBC.
He said only day one.
Okay.
Only day one. It's going to be a busy day.
According to Joy Reid, there are going to be legal stonings day one. But in The Life of Brian, it's like the piece de resistance in the film is about a guy who decides, he's like, well, I'm a woman now. And they're like, but why? You can't have a baby. You can't do any of the things women do. He's like, oh, no, I can. They're like, no, you can't. And that was like the height of comedy. But we've abandoned Monty Python.
Oh, when Monty Python is canceled, how dare you?
I mean, man, Sacha Baron Cohen, when he had his show that was on Showtime. So not Borat, the one that was on Showtime.
Yes, it was not Guy Smiley, but Ali G, Ali G show.
Yeah, okay. But the show he had on Showtime, the season finale, was him. He had three characters on that show, one of which was supposed to be like a woke liberal he was mocking. Even though he's clearly liberal, he was just trying to be self-aware. So the series finale of that show ends with him pretending we're now living in a world where the left is so woke that they're pretending men can have babies. And the series finale is him as a man giving birth to a butt baby. That's the gag. That's the gag in 2018 that was the highest regarded comedy in society. Because we were like, could you imagine? 2 years later, we're like, hey, if you don't take this seriously, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would love to interview him because I love him. I think he's like so profoundly talented. But I'd love to talk to him about, like, have you been forced to evolve comedy to accommodate
well,
that?
Well, also, he gets a lot of heat for not being pro-Palestine,
yeah.
Turns out.
Imagine that. Who's this guy? Who's this guy supporting the Jew? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, isn't it crazy to think that if Kanye could have waited a year, he'd still have a billion-dollar fashion line right now? Think about that. If he waited a year, he might be running Harvard right now.
Yeah, and Adidas just posted their first quarterly loss in 30 years.
And by the way, you know who's laughing last? Yeezus. Because Yeezy, Kanye, is crazy. Now, we certainly don't condone any of his remarks.
Absolutely
everybody,
not.
Not even close.
Not a fan.
Not even remotely close.
I burned all of my bras.
But he has the number one album in 100 countries. Vultures Crushed.
Wow.
And he's headlining the Living Loud Festival in L.A. this weekend.
Rolling Loud.
Yeah, Rolling Loud. Yeah. I screwed that up. But he's headlining that.
Oh, because my 18-year-old tried to get tickets.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. And now, did she try to get them by working hard and mm-hmm. saving? No, absolutely not.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my 15-year-old was on my show last week, and I just thought we were going to have a casual conversation about the 2024 election. I'm pretty sure Lincoln stormed the Capitol. Like, he was like, after that interview, the feds are doing a dump of his phone, like, as we speak. Like, what the hell? I live with this kid. Now, come to think of it, I don't remember if he was home. He said he was going on a school trip that day.
Yeah.
I remember signing a permission slip, but there was no bus or anything.
Yeah, no, my now 15-year-old, she turned 15 yesterday, she went to the Capitol, and I think that they were, you know, in the basement looking at blueprints. Because that's the only way boys can rebel.
You're right. You said this to me the other day. It's so true. The only way a teenage boy can rebel now is to be a conservative.
Absolutely right. My older daughter, most of her guy friends, they identify as Republicans just to piss people off.
1,000%. They made the conservatives, who were traditionally the stuffy party, they're the punk rock now.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. You're welcome, America. All right, we're going to let everybody go run and Google pegging. We're back after this on Fox Across America.
Taking the edge off, one story at a time.
America needs to learn how to lighten up.
You're hanging out with Jimmy Failla on Fox Across America.
There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, just moments away from Jenny Failla, the best of the best, joining us for a little chit-chat about all things America. We'll certainly get into Lincoln Failla's appearance on Fox News Saturday night last week. This week is a Hannity week. That's how I do this show. You 1 week you get my child, the next week you get a one-name celebrity, Hannity. Longest running show in the history of cable news. He goes one-on-one with the newest show in the history of cable news. Here's something you get a kick out of. We have just found out that we are a top five late night show. Despite the fact that we are only on Saturday nights at 10, we are beating The Daily Show in average viewers and beating them up in the demo. And we're beating Seth Meyers as well. How about that? I mean, that is freaking nutso, ladies and gentlemen. And it's only possible because of yourself. I mean, damn. So truly an honor. And if I sound like I'm at a loss of words, it's because like none of this stuff is real to me. But I tell you the stories all the time because I really am hoping to inspire people to go after whatever the hell it is they want to do. Because whatever the hell it is I'm doing is being done with no formal broadcast training, no education to speak of, just the power of persistence and the belief in the country we happen to live in. That's all this is, man. That's all this is. So I'm about to bring on my dirtbag wife and yuck it up. No, she's a good girl. And we'll talk about the state of the country and everything that's going on in this moment. Because it's been a mess of a week in media. And there were some revelations from the Robert Hur testimony about the Biden family that I find to be of particular interest. We discussed them on Laura Ingraham the other night. But my hit on Ingraham, the Tuesday night What the Faila segment, usually like 5 minutes, they had to cut it short because of breaking news.
That's just how white folks will do you.
Now it's fine, because the point is we got plenty of time to get into everything I wanted to get into with Jenny Faila. So buckle up, buttercup. Because the woman who makes it all possible, the muscle behind the operation, Jenny Fallah, best described as God showing off, joins us in studio when we come back on Fox Across America. There it is, Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallah, fired up to talk to this next guest who is taking time out from her busy schedule of finding new iPhone adapters because we just switched iPhones and we need all new cords, scam. Jenny Fallah is here and not at Radio Shack. Hello.
Hi.
So why did they do this to us?
I don't know. It is maddening. Like, maddening. Not only is the new, well, I mean, I'm sure there's newer phones than the ones we have.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
The new charging cords, that the part you put into the phone is different, mm-hmm. but also, like, it doesn't, the new cords that they give you, of course, they don't give you the little cube to actually plug into the wall. They just give you the wire, but those don't fit into the normal cubes.
Tube.
So, like, I have so many things around the house that just are useless now.
The point is,
and you, like,
the point is, hey, Apple, you, I think is what she's trying to say. She's trying to say, Apple, what a Tim Cook. You. That's what we're trying to say. And it's not just us. By the way, you know, Dana Perino, our mutual pal, just had the same issue with us with iMessage. Do you remember when we switched phones?
Yes.
So when you get a new iPhone, for a lot of people, you can't text for like the first 48 hours. And you do send texts, but they don't come from your phone number. They come from your email.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
some like iCloud address. And then people just think you got hacked.
Totally. Totally.
Unbelievable. My mom sent back her social security number right away, though.
Mother's maiden. All
she
that
sent
good
her
stuff.
Maiden name, the bank routing number. It was yep. great. But Jenny Fallah is here. So this is why I wanted to have you on. It's Thursday. You know, we're getting ready for a big Saturday night TV show. What are you more nervous about, honestly? Seeing Lincoln on our show. Or the lead up to Sean Hannity being on our show? Because the consequences are very high.
Yeah.
Okay, Hannity's the longest running show in the history of cable news. He's probably the reason I have the show.
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
the
yeah,
fact
yeah.
that, you know, he gave me a weekly segment on his show. It kind of got going.
He's been awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been just the best guy in the world. Are you not a little concerned that this goes off the rails and suddenly you're back to being married to a cab driver? It was cute the first time. We made it through. We were built to last.
Yeah.
But are you now properly equipped to do this a second time? Because it's not nearly as inspiring. On the way, we were on the way up. I mean, if we're back in the cab, it's probably the way down, no?
I don't know. We have fun no matter what.
What I would like to do, personally, is if I could be successful enough in showbiz to, like, retire. Not that I'm going to retire, but I would go back to driving a cab.
Just yeah, to, that I would think be, you would love that.
Of course I would.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
And then I
but
could,
you'd have to go to, like, a town that, like, has those old school taxis.
Oh, like, you want you know, me to check her like the one we use on
yeah.
the show?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you would like that better.
I don't know.
I don't think you want, like a electric...
Oh, I'm definitely
E-taxi,
not. Yeah,
like you know, the green one.
A
like,
green taxi.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No,
because that
not,
takes away the charm.
I don't want a Tesla.
No,
I want the plug in their taxi.
No, because I mean, by the time you retire, like there's going to be just like the self driving taxis.
No, nobody wants
it's
to
like,
hear.
You're
the...
gonna, you know, you're gonna be like a commodity, like a boutique taxi driver. You know, like oh, we went to, you know, we got that quaint
yeah.
taxi driver.
You well,
know,
you're
with
definitely
going to
be a commodity if you have a Fox News Saturday Night TV show. It's not a lot of cabbies pick you up at the airport. They're like, I recognize you. Okay, but that's probably the way it's going. And yes, to the point of electric cars, nobody wants to hear the Beatles sing, Baby, You Can Charge My Car. Isn't that just grim?
Oh, yeah.
Yawn. Jenny yeah. Fallah is in studio. So Hannity will be on the show Saturday night. It's been, I got to tell you, man, the last couple of weeks, you were on, the Link Man was on. We've really, like, deconstructed TV.
Yeah.
And that it's just, it's such a hang. This week we're playing golf course or rehab in honor of spring break and
oh
St. Patrick's Day.
Just thinking of
They're
some of
impossible.
The names. Yeah. That
Twin
would be.
Lakes.
Yes.
You know, Pine Ridge. You
right.
know, Southern Oaks.
Because they do make that. Right, yeah. right, right. There's one that's like the
Breezy
celebrities
Hills.
Go to. I forget the name, but I always thought like, oh, that sounds great.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, but sounds like a resort or something. But
all
yeah.
of, well, it's funny. I was driving around Florida last week between Fort Lauderdale and Ponte Vedra, making phenomenal time on the highway, by the way. I should brag about this because I haven't enough. That Dodge Challenger got me from Fort Lauderdale, 328 miles to Ponte Vedra in 3 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's doing 110 yeah. miles an hour.
Well, you said like the traffic there moved so much better.
Yeah, you
than
weren't
it does
cutting
here
people
in the city.
Off. You were just flying.
Yeah.
There was nobody on the road. It was
There's
just
like a collective, yeah. all right, we got to get there.
It was just me and that one police helicopter. It's kind enough to give me an escort all the way up the coast.
They
that
actually
was nice.
Barricaded the yeah. roads. You're like, there's no traffic.
It was amazing. Like- There's nobody on the road. A couple of rumble strips that were set up for some reason in the middle of the lane.
But other than that, I just barreled through. It was great. We were flying. We were down there. But one thing I noticed, because Florida is all golf courses, they all sound like rehabs.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Okay? When you talk about, like, it was like Breezy Hills. One of them was called, what was it called? Not Southern Oaks. It had a good name. Oh, like Spring Lake.
Yeah.
You know, what is Spring? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because
that's
the rehabs.
Good. That would be very hard.
Foothills. Foothills.
Uh-huh.
What does Foothills sound like? Is that a golf course or a rehab? Guess. Let's play.
I would say a golf course.
You would say a golf course. Jenny Fela.
Foothills?
You are wrong.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
it's a hard.
But I mean, I guess it was a smart marketing thing. Because, you know, people like going to rehab, you know, some of them probably want to. Others are probably pressured by their family. And you probably want like a nice sounding name. You don't want to be, you know, like.
Yeah.
Welcome to the No More Crack Inn. Like, you know, like, you've got to make it sound
like. No More Crack Inn.
I don't know. Like,
that's funny.
It's got to sound
Coke
a little.
Coke Zero. Welcome to Coke Zero. You go kick the habit right here. That's really funny. No, you probably make a really good point. But I guess what I'm saying is you do have to be careful because, like, if you're legitimately trying to go to rehab.
Yeah.
And you sign up for a golf course is the complete opposite.
Oh, yeah. There's booze on like
golf courses like, are why carts. People go to rehab.
I was going to say, they'll drive the booze
yeah, well,
to
that's,
you.
That's like, why they've uniquely equipped the vehicles to not hurt anybody
yeah.
who's been drinking since 5
exactly,
in the morning.
Exactly.
You know? My late great uncle Sonny was the only guy. Did you know he never got a golf cart?
Really?
And that's for very good reason.
Yeah, that's probably true.
They were tired of towing him out of the lake.
Yeah, yeah. He'd always brag about, you know, like he just, you know, the exercise, but it was.
Stop
really?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the exercise was bending the elbow with a flask that was in his pocket. We're talking to Jenny Fela. It is Thursday. You live in the best country in the world. Shut up and enjoy it. That's what I say.
Yeah.
With all the things going on this week, there was a lot. It was, you know, did you see the story about? This is a throwaway, but I had to cover it on Ingram the other night. So Biden was getting interviewed by the special counsel. He warned Robert Hur. He goes, "You might find some."
Yes.
Risque photos of my wife.
Yeah, in a bikini. She's beautiful. I mean, at least he said she's beautiful, but whoa.
I guess the question is, where are my bikini photos? I'm in love with you. Okay.
Listen, I'm in love with you, too, which is why you don't have bikini photos.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare, Jenny Fela.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, Jenny Fela. No, that's no way to live. No,
that's really funny, though.
Yeah.
That he, like, so, like, if he's thinking that, like, right away, there's other stuff there.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, you know.
Oh, yeah. If he's leading with the bikini photos.
Yeah. There was a calendar. There's something. Like a nice Valentine's Day gift from Jill. Like, wow.
But what is with the Bidens and all the nude on film?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Hunter Biden.
Exhibitionist. I know.
Every single. And this is funny. I ran into a congressman this week. It squares with two stories we've heard about Biden. Do you know our buddy Ryan Reese?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reese, for those of you who don't know, is going to be on Fox News Saturday night next weekend.
Yay.
It's a seminal moment because Ryan has drank more wine in our yard than we have.
Oh, yeah.
He has.
100%. He's like our Sunday buddy.
So it's funny. Ryan would come over on Sunday, smoke a cigar, and talk showbiz with me for like the last 10 years. But we go to my mom's for Sunday dinner and oftentimes leave Ryan at our house.
He's like just going to finish up.
He's They're usually like, magically out. Gone when we come back. But to be clear, he does not come to my mom's. He just gets
no.
smashed
yeah.
and text strippers. And
oh,
and that's
stop.
The no, I'm not stopping. That's the truth. He brought them to my show. Ryan has problems. You know the Johnny Lee song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places?
Yeah.
That is Ryan.
Oh.
We went to, when I was in Naples, the Off the Hook Comedy Club, there was a stripper at my show every night. every night. But enough about me.
Right.
Hey, there it is. Come on, everybody. Anyway, stick with me. So Ryan's going to be on show next week. There was a point to this. What were we talking about? You got me distracted talking
He's
about stripping.
He's going
to
be on the show.
Uh-huh. Ryan drinks. We talk cigar. Oh, Biden. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
and
okay.
I apologize
the
for the lapse.
Congressman, yeah.
Okay. So when Ryan was the warm-up comic for Seth Meyers.
Yep.
Okay. And he still is. He does Seth Meyers' show on NBC. Shout out to NBC. Okay. They're friendly with us. They're
yep.
Oddly enough, they're friendly with me. I don't know that
yep.
they love Fox, but they like Big Game James. But stick with me. Ryan one time was opening for Seth Meyers, and Biden was the guest.
Mm.
And Biden, when meeting a staffer on the show, she's like, "Oh, Mr. Vice President, I love you. Can I take a picture?" And he's like, "Please. Call me Joe." But, said it, but Ryan said that he said it in like a very sexy, provocative way. Now, this is about 2012.
Yeah.
The reason that squares is because I was talking to a congressman this week. He's a great story. So I talked to a congressman this week. So funny. So he's like, he's showing me pictures of when he went to the White House and met the Bidens.
Okay.
So 2012. He's like,
so before he was a congressman, no, or
the congressman was a congressman.
Okay, okay.
Biden was a vice president.
Got it.
He shows his picture with Biden, fine. Wife's picture with Biden, fine. Their 12-year-old daughter's picture with Biden. No. He has his nose in her hair, no. Arm around her. He's like, and I wanted to post this for the clicks, but I don't want to do this to my kid, you know, even though she's older now. She's like 20-something. But he has a thing where he's just awkward around little kids.
Yeah.
And no one remembers this, but when Biden was running in 2020, when he was the nominee, he had to put out a video in 2020. Saying, yeah, you know, I'm old school. I'm very hands-on with kids. I grew up in one of those houses where you got a hug and a kiss. But he had to put out that video.
Yeah, that's
because
the
everybody was like, would you stop sniffing the children?
Right, right. Like, now, we did too. Like you know,
yeah, you
like
hug,
we hug,
kiss,
we
but,
kiss. We,
but not the strangers
exactly,
in the mall.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Like, you know, you could, you know, there's a difference. And the fact that he doesn't know those social cues and when to stop and when to, like, it's like he has, like, this arrested development socially with that. Like, we've all, like, you know, held a baby and, like, oh, let me smell the baby's head.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like, you know, a newborn. Yeah. You know, like, but then it stops. You don't, like,
up. But you don't hold a stranger's 13-year-old.
No, and smell their hair. Like, that's so weird. So weird. And the fact that he's been called on it and still does the creepy stuff.
Oh, yes, he does.
Like, you know, it's so ingrained if you can't just stop and be like, yo, no.
There's a lot of things. Like, do you know when you're a little kid, like, if you make a funny face and someone slaps you on the back, it'll stay that way forever? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
I think that happened to him with, like, a lot of his behavioral cues. Because, like, this is interesting. He was forced out of the 1987 presidential election for just lying. He said he graduated top of his law school. He was a serial plagiarist. He got a full academic scholarship. He got 150 credits. He only needed 62. And I play the clip on this show all the time where he actually graduated in the lower 10% of his law school, didn't get a scholarship, and didn't get 100 credits. He had, like, 30. Anyway, and he was dropped out. And I have this funny Johnny Carson clip from 1987. I always play about it. But that, like, habitual lying thing, like, is ingrained in him, like you said about sniffing kids.
Yeah.
Because he, like, said this week, is a clip we were playing all week on the show. Black wages, black wealth is up 60% across the board. And it's just insanely bullshit.
Yeah.
Because nice job on the dump, Josh. Because that's impossible. And if it was, he would be the most popular president in history.
Right.
And it's just like, I'm only bringing this up because I wish we had, like, a more honest president like Trump. Who never takes any liberties with the...
This guy will say anything.
I'm kidding. But isn't it fascinating? I don't know what it is.
You know what? I think there's something with the age and the diminished capacity. I think he just forgets that things are Googleable now.
Yeah.
And, like, he
you can check him on it.
Yeah, yes.
Uh-huh.
That there's, you know, like the Angelo story. That, you know, like you said.
Oh, like the Amtrak conductor. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And like you said, like with the whole, you know, top of my class and this. It's like he, but even way back in the day, there were reporters, like sleuths, you know. And they would go and, like, dig up things and find out things. And it's fascinating to me that he doesn't know not to do that because it's definitely going to be caught.
No, because he's campaigning like it's 1973, where whatever you stay stays in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
So in closing, maybe then it's not a surprise that our son was so pro-Trump last Saturday night. He's now being looked into by the FBI.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. I watched that and I'm like, okay, now we're getting, audited.
The feds are dumping Lincoln's phone records to see where he was January 6th. He was like, I thought we were going to have a jokey conversation about the election. He's like, oh, Big Dawn,
Big
all
Dawn.
The way.
Yeah.
Like, I think Hannity's going to tell him to dial it down this Saturday. He's like, I don't know. I don't know about your kid. Sean's going to look like a moderate compared to the Link man. But I just wanted to have this moment in case this is all we'll ever have in media.
This is it?
It's been a good run, kid. Jenny, we love you.
Oh, I love you too.
There she goes, the best of the best. Jenny Failla.
Get her out. Get her out of here.
You're hanging out with Jimmy Failla on Fox Across America.
How about another hand for Jenny Failla? Oh, it's a rough crowd in the control room today. Bottom of the ninth on Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla as we wrap things up on a Thursday. You should know that Friday, tomorrow, tickets go on sale for the latest show on the Everybody Calm Down tour. I am talking Indianapolis, June 1st at the Butler Performing Arts Center. Going to be an absolute banger. So if you're in the area, if you're not in the area, okay, Tickets on sale tomorrow, 9 a.m. You'll see them on the Fox Across America website as well. Crowd's excited about that. I got to tell you, our crowds have been so good on the road. If you've come to any of the first five shows on this tour, just outrageous. Idaho Falls, outrageous. Sacramento was absolutely nuts. Florida was Florida. It's exactly what you'd expect it to be. You cannot offend a Florida audience. And believe me, I tried everything, and they were just along for the ride. So thank you for that, because it is really just the coolest part of being me is building such a just a sick movement. Everybody who listens to the show, everybody who watches the Saturday Night TV show is cool. Like, you're the cool kid now. You are, and when you look out at our country, you're not the one canceling anybody. You're not the one blocking traffic because you support Hamas. You're not yelling at people because of the type of food they eat or the way they vote. No, ma'am. You're just a good old-fashioned American who's in on the joke that if you live here, you hit the lottery.
When you're right, you're right, and you're right.
You guys, I do mean this. You guys are the cool people now. Doesn't mean you might not have been cool in high school or middle school. I don't know. Okay, I was, you know, I was cool my whole life. Stop it, I was. I won five class favorites in high school. Okay, I was a pretty popular guy because I'm just friendly with everybody, which is the whole point of being alive. And you guys get it, and it's the coolest part of being me is going on the road and looking out at an audience and seeing 500 or 700 or 1,000 really cool people staring back at me like, go ahead, let it rip, fatso. And that's exactly what happens on every one of these shows. So if you're in the Indianapolis area, June 1st, Butler Performing Arts Center, definitely, definitely go. And for all the other tour dates, the Fox Across America website, foxacrossamerica.com is where you would go. And as we round it out and we head for home, the one thing I would predict on tomorrow's Friday show, as you can tell, I'm already like delirious and giddy and weird because I'm sleep deprived. I haven't gotten 8 hours of sleep since about 1991. So I'm always in a good delirious mood when I get on the air because my brain's too tired to question any of my choices. So everything I do is, you know, run on instinct. And it's a very fun way to broadcast, although I got to be honest, it does scare the hell out of the sensors from time to time. Not going to lie about that. But I will say this. Tomorrow, it is Friday, and because we're heading into this big Saturday night show where I'm going to be on Hannity Friday, premiering and previewing my Saturday night appearance with Sean on my show, we're really just ripping the wheels off tomorrow. Okay, like, you tune into the show tomorrow. I know you hear a lot of loose talk here on the radio, Fox Across America. Okay, but tomorrow you're going to hear some things because I'm just done. I'm done with Washington. It's so divisive right now, and it's intentionally divisive, and that's the part that drives me crazy.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And tomorrow, we are absolutely not going to take it anymore. So get your game face on, because we are playing prison rules on Fox Across America's Friday episode. Until then, this show is over. Just pay up, get out. You are a fantastic audience, as always. Go enjoy your unique American privilege. Be a Republican. Be a Democrat. Just don't be a...
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.